sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from Jesus the Christ, who meets us where we are and offers us grace and peace. Amen. As many of you know, and as some of you might have experienced yourselves at one time or another in your lives, whether that was you yourself or your kids or your grandkids, we in the Roschke household are in a season of youth sports. In our case, it's baseball and soccer. Micah's got baseball tournaments, Katie's got soccer matches every single weekend, practices during the week. You can see them here sometimes at church in their uniforms and miss them after worship as they race off. My blue pop-up picnic chair has a permanent place in the trunk of our car. It's just where we are right now, and it is so much fun. It's no wonder church programs often feel like they're, quote, competing with youth sports programs. Because youth sports programs are awesome. It's so much fun. It's so much learning on and off the fields. It's not perfect, of course, but so much community is being built with the families and the coaches. That's been our experience anyway. Relationships that last for years and years. Lessons that last even longer. And it's just so much fun and good to cheer for the kids, to see them do well, to encourage them when they're struggling. And speaking of cheering, there is a line that I've heard both at my kids' sports events and in other athletic venues. When someone is getting recognized who's not in the spotlight, I've heard fans yell out a time or two, "I see you." Fill in the blank. "I see you." When the charismatic pitcher on the mound is throwing fast, getting all the attention and applause, but the catcher makes the smart call quietly behind the plate that is actually the catalyst that yields the third out of a bases-loaded tight inning, someone might yell out, clapping, "I see you, catcher. I see you, catcher." Or when the center forward is in a great position on the soccer field and scores an astounding go-ahead goal, but it was first the positioning, the steal, and then the quick pass to the left forward by the midfielder seconds earlier that made that winning goal possible, we might hear someone cheer from the sidelines, "I see you, Katie." "I see you." I think it's a great cheer for other occasions too. You know, "I see you, school administrators. I see you, paralegals. I see you, night nurses. I see you, Thursday afternoon LSS volunteers. I see you, accompanist. I see you, altar guild. I see you, grandparents. I see you, friend to the kid who just got bullied. I see you, sender of kind, encouraging notes. I see you, dishwasher in the back of the restaurant. I see you, vacuumer of floors. I see you, emptier of trash. I see you, Jesus." Friends in Christ, in case we, like the disciples, didn't see it at first, we see you now, Jesus. The quiet one that the world, looking at more exciting things, missed. The humble one that the world, going after glory and fame, missed. The serving one that the world, going after dominance and lordship, missed. The emptying one that the world, going after stocking up and consumption, missed. This is our God. We see you, Jesus. Didn't at first, how we can get distracted too and go after those same things, right? The disciples asked Jesus in this text today, first, give us whatever we ask of you. Uh-oh. And then, oh, and let us flank you in your glory. One here, one here. Now, it's fun to laugh at the disciples, especially in the Gospel of Mark. But that's a little like laughing at the kid who's getting bullied. How quickly this could all get turned on us. How much we too want God to give us whatever we want. How much I too want some glory. Some of you know I've started over the last couple years to carve out time to take silent retreats. 40 hours of silence where I go to a quiet place, cabin or something, and I turn off my phone. I listen for God during that time. I look at the trees. I pray, sometimes cry. I take walks. I sit. I eat. And I usually take my bicycle and I ride. On this last silent retreat, it was down near Farmville, Virginia in September. I so wanted to turn my phone back on when I took this bike ride in order to get some credit for the miles I was doing. I wanted to also get some glory. I wanted to get some recognition. I wanted to get some attention. I wanted to show you all the beautiful landscape that I was riding through. Me telling you about it now shows you that I'm still after that, right? 25 miles I did on a beautiful trail. How I wanted to post that, impress everyone. So, I'll just stick it into a broadcasted sermon, right? Not to mention tell you about this interesting thing that I did. Not to mention tell you about my kids. Grant us to sit in your glory. That's what you're about, right, Jesus? And give us whatever we ask for. People find a church many times because they want something. They're looking to make yet another transaction, a deal. I hope that you've heard this through this stewardship month here at Bethlehem of talking about joyfully releasing, talking about finding our sweet spot, of talking about tithing, that this offering plate and this pledging that we're up to today has nothing to do with transactions. I've actually tried to drop the word giving to describe what we're doing. Giving implies almost a transaction. I'll give you this, and the assumption then is you give me something back. No, this is what we're doing is releasing joyfully. But we can miss that. We can miss it here again, can't we? How we too only see and follow after the star pitchers, the dazzling strikers, the hotshot professionals, the biggest givers, the face at the center of the screen, the humblest and most faithful of them all. I'm pointing at myself. And miss the emptier of the trash. How we too have missed this Jesus who takes out the trash. But we're cheering together today, friends. We're looking closer today and noticing, thanks be to God, we see you, Jesus. And we need to cheer together, don't we? I mean, have you ever been to a game where you're the only one cheering? We're not just cheering. We're coming out of the stands and up to the altar, too, to place our commitment, our thanksgiving, our trust, our hope, our whole lives before this emptier of the garbage. See, we follow the one who takes out the trash. That's why we need to be in this together. Because that sounds nuts to this world. You don't follow the one who takes out the trash. You follow the one who makes the trash, the one who throws the biggest parties and draws the attention. No, Jesus teaches us again. It is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great must be the world's servant. Truly, servant. We see you, Jesus. Thank you for opening our eyes. You epiphed us again. You opened us up for healing, for growth, for newness of life, for hope, for joy. Friends, it's a crazy time of year, and I don't just mean because of youth sports. October is always full and chaotic, and division and anxiety, even violence, continues to pervade this land that we call ours. It is a crazy time, and yet, Christ arrives here with us now. Christ meets us in the water of this baptismal font, in the bread and the wine of the sacrament on the altar, in the community gathered both here and beyond. Christ shows up anyway. God meets us in this holy book, opens us to its holy words, and calls us back to what's important: serving others, giving yourself away, mercy, love. And while we might have missed it before, we see you now, Jesus. Will you pray with me? Thank you, God, for loving us anyway. Thank you for opening us to your altar. Thank you for calling us to your humility. Thank you for emptying our trash. And thank you for filling us with your grace and peace. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.